Well, monitoring. Wait, Oscar, tell Victor, listening. Well, how you doing on this snow flurry afternoon? Roger that. I'm doing all right. Yeah, we got about an inch and a half here in Genesee Township, Michigan. Good old snowman is moving in. I think we're going to get a lot more snow this year than average. How about on your end? Do you have much snow?
Not really. I'm in Bertrand here. We're maybe just a dusting, a little bit more than a dusting. I mean, the grass is covered, but just barely, so, yeah, maybe like a quarter inch. I would say that's about it.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll copy. Yeah, we got, like I said, about an inch and a half, nothing more than that. The snow was coming down until about 12 p.m., and then after that, it just tapered off.
Oh, well, it's still doing the same thing here that it was this morning that it is right now. Kind of light flurries, maybe just a touch more than flurries, but I wouldn't really say it's snowing. But it's coming. Yeah, I'd like to see more snow than we got last year, that's for sure.
Yeah, Roger that, Roger that. A lot of the snowmobilers want to hit snow on the lower peninsula. I just heard that the UP had over 30 inches of snow even in Grayling. They had 28 inches of snow and 14 inches more coming.
Yeah, we have a property in the Keweenaw, and there's a camera there. Yeah, I think there's about 12 inches there right now, and I think they're supposed to get another six or eight or so over the course of the next 2 or 3 days. A lot better than last year. Even up there last year was quite horrible. It was they had like a 3 week snowmobile season. They got snow from like mid January to first week of February, and it stayed cold, but they just didn't get any more snow. Like, it just didn't come. Snow was gone by the end of February, and they didn't get anything else. It was really weird.
Yeah, Roger that, Roger that. El Nino is supposed to drop almost to Florida this year. Last year, the Farmer's Almanac said that we were going to get less snow and warmer weather. They were right last year, so this year they're saying a lot more snow, Thursday nights, and cold weather.
Well, that'd be great. I'd love to see it. I love snow. I hate hot weather. I'm a snow guy, so more snow the better. I'll take it.
Yeah, rising to that. My neighbors have snow machines, and they're eager to have much more snow than we did have last year, because we live in the lower peninsula. But I told them, you know, if you want that snow, go to the UP.
Yeah, well, that's why we have that property there. That's where we're going to retire in a few years. That's the plan, anyway.
Yeah, Roger that. Nothing wrong with that, for sure. I mean, in the Upper Peninsula, you know, they get like 140 inches of snow a year, and the longest winter ever. So I guess that was going to be quite, if you want to use a snow machine, that would be a perfect location.
Well, where we're at, the average is about just around 200. Some years they get around 300. I like those years. But yeah, the average is like around 200 inches a year, which is a decent winter. Yeah, that's what I like to see.
Yeah, right to that. A friend of mine lives in Grayling, and they were digging out of their house this morning. They already had 30 inches of snow, and they said like 14 to 16 inches more to come. So you have to have a great plow to push yourself out of that situation. And you have to keep a shovel in the house so you can dig out.
Yeah, you definitely need to be prepared for it. You need some equipment. You need snow blowers or plows or whatever, but I'm prepared. I got the equipment. Bring it on.
Yeah, roger that. I got to stop here and finish my housework. My wife is putting a therapy, so I do all got it finished. I had to clean the floor. I don't know why my wife wanted to put the big house by myself. But, you know, spending the last 4 hours there.
Well, your last transmission was breaking up pretty bad. I only got like every third word or so. I don't know if you moved or what.
Right to that, I'm using a handheld, so you can move 2 feet and you have an issue.
Hi.
But, yeah, I have to kick off here for now. I'll say 73. Thanks for the QSO. God bless you and your family, and we'll catch you next time.
Yep, good chatting with you, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday afternoon. KFAD well.
BIK testing handheld radio.
KF-80YL monitoring.
KF-8BDT.
BDT, how's it going on the snowy afternoon there?
Well, we're sitting in a nice warm building, so that definitely helps us here. But other than that, we just come back from a Thanksgiving deal with my son, so we're just sitting here reading on some more testing, see if I can't get my general.
Ah, very nice, yeah. Yeah, that's a good goal, yeah. My daughter was just here for a couple of days. She went back to her college town where she's in pharmacy school. So hopefully she'll be taking care of me in a couple of years. But right now I'm paying for that. But, yeah, it's nice and warm here where I'm at currently. But, yeah, it's snowing a little bit. Just dusting on the ground here where I'm at.
Roger that. Yeah, this is Jeff, and we're over here by Oakley. So we're south of you, so I imagine we're a little bit, but you never know. 1 inch of snow, and about all we got here is dusting and just cold weather.
Yeah, I'm in Bertrand here, and yeah, there's just a little dusting of snow here, maybe a quarter inch or so, just enough to kind of half cover the grass. Hopefully we'll get more. I like snow. I like to see it.
Roger on that. I see Gaylord got dumped on. I think what they say, they got 12 inches or 14. I know I've seen my cousins on the, got the snow goes ready, but I don't think the trail's open till tomorrow, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right. The trails don't open till December 1st for, I mean, you can go on them, but they're, trails don't open officially for grooming and stuff like that till December 1st, and I'm sure they're not going to be out there with the groomers tomorrow. They're going to need a little bit more snow to start grooming them probably, but yeah, who knows? I don't know. I don't snowmobile in the lower. I only tend to run my snow machine up in the UP, but I don't know what it's like down here anymore.
Yep, I hear you loud and clear. We pretty much stayed in the Sini area. Anywhere on the other side of 28, if you can read me.
Oh, yeah, I know the Sini area. Yep. Actually, stayed in Sini and go up to Grand Marais, that's super nice. Stay away from you to sing too much traffic, but that's just my opinion anyway.
Yeah, we stayed, well, we were there when Don was the caretaker and at the Sini Motel, and he was also grooming, so yeah, we stayed at, I think, his dad's house in groups, and yeah, first night it was, or first day we ran to Christmas, and then from there, you know, it didn't matter. You go everywhere you want to go.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, a good friend of mine actually owns a place in the middle of the Hiawatha now. He's on Thunder Lake, which is just south of Musing. That kind of area in there, kind of pretty much dead center UP. He loves it there. He's got a little cabin place, rents 4 or 5 cabins or so, and loves it.
CF8BDT, I understand that one, and I can see why. We still pull ours behind our truck, and that way we can enjoy the UP wherever we want to see out the front window, I guess, for now.
Yeah, I hear that. And we actually have a place in the Keweenaw now that Starlink is around. There's actually internet, so I have a camera there so I can see what's going on. There's, yeah, got like 12, 14 inches of snow. I think there's another foot coming or so in the next 2 or 3 days is what they're forecasting. I love it. I kind of want to, I keep telling my wife, I'm like, maybe we should go up. Maybe we should go up. We should go up. She's like, no, we got Christmas coming up. We can't go up there. No, well, everybody can come up there. All right, yeah, I get it.
Hey, Roger, Roger, Roger on that. I understand that's why the camera's probably a bad thing, you know. If you didn't know, you just have to call, and then they just tell you the same thing. But, yeah, we've been up there. We had to sit up there at the old restaurant and bar and wait for the old gas station open back in the day. But, yeah, that's some good riding. We went off to the west farther there from, well, we were across from the casino when we went up a couple times. And there's nothing out there but a bunch of happy groomers grooming as you run into them, if you understand.
Oh, I copy. I understand. Yeah, back in the day, when I was a Michigan Tech student in the 80s, I used to operate the groomer radio network because they had a proprietary, you know, radio network. I don't even know what it was, honestly. I think it was some business frequencies that they were on, but I was operating out of a call center, and I used to keep in track with all the groomers to tell them where to go, what to do, and whatnot. That was my job back at that time. It was pretty interesting. That's when there was a lot more snow.
Yeah, I can imagine that. There could have been some good conversations at times, I'm sure. You know, the ones that we run into up there, they were happy to see people, I guess you would say.
Yeah, well, the call center I was out of was, it was the groomers talking about, oh, yeah, Sled just ran into the back of me. I'm going to get out and go see if he's okay, and, you know, if we need some help, well, stand by, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, they were doing a fine job, but, yeah, back in the day, I mean, all I remember is they were grooming, and there was 5 foot, you know, on each side of the trail at the minimum. So, no, had to give all that up, and then got into the off-road dual sport. Did that for a while, and I gave that up, and then retired, and I guess now we do it with my truck and fifth wheel.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, that's the way things go. That works out. You're still out there doing it, so that works out.
Roger that, Roger. Well, I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you. This is KF8BDT, and we'll look forward to you on this or on the Saginaw group. So, you be good, take care, and have a good rest of the holiday weekend.
All right, yeah, you too. 73 sir, KF8PDT, and this is KF8AYL. KF8AYL monitoring. K
Okay, FADYL monitoring. Mobile station, this is KFADYL. How are you doing tonight?
KFADYL, QWSB, over here in East Tonawas. Just pulling out of the state park over here, going back towards US 23, ready?
Oh, really? The state park still open there in Tonawas?
Well, it's open all year round for non-camping individuals, but yeah, they're doing some, I think they're putting in, I'm not really sure, but they're putting in, I think it is fiber, what do they call that, they're doing a bunch of maintenance in the park. Anyway, they got the camping system part of it blocked off, so I don't know if they're putting in what they're putting in out there, but they're putting in a whole bunch of heavy duty cable underground, and anyway, not sure.
Well, I mean, state parks are open for everybody all year round, right? But sometimes they block them off and don't want you to really be in there certain times of the year. They're putting in fiber. Okay. Not really sure what that means.
I was thinking fiber optics, but I'm not sure if that's because they have it. We're pretty close to most of this part. So I don't know if they're putting in stuff for landlines or underground stuff. Something. They're putting in something out there. I'm not sure.
We'll see what that entails. But it sounds like you're vacating on the road or something. I'm in Bertrand here, just enjoying the last of my cigar and see what happens from here.
Yeah, Rock's copy that. There's a pretty big boondocks down towards that way off the highway, so yeah, it's about a little clearer here. This is the QTAs, right?
Alright, yeah, copy that, yeah. It's going here still. We got a half inch on the ground now. Still snowing. What's it doing out by your way?
Nope. They have no snow here. Had a couple flurries earlier this morning and yesterday evening. But, nothing on the ground. That's why I went down to the lake. Getting little ice piles on the shore, but nothing. We don't have nothing on the ground here in East Tonawas, right?
Well, I hear they have a good foot in Grayling or so not too far to the west of you there. And I know I got a camera on our property up in Keweenaw, and there's about a foot and a half coming down there, and they're supposed to get another foot over the next few days. So, yeah, maybe the east side of the state's not getting it.
Roger, copy that. Yep, pulled into the driveway. They're gonna have, QTAs. We're out of here.
All right, good chatting with you. KFADYL, 73. KFATYL monitoring. KFATYL monitoring. Wait, Oscar Sal Victor Radio. Coming in pretty rough there, station. It's barely able to make it out. Can't read it well. Well, I heard that, Matt, transmission, but still a little bit rough. Can't wait a while. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima. I'm currently in Lower Michigan in the Birch Run Burt area. Monitoring.